Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Marketing Espresso. As always, so grateful that you are here. I, of course, have a guest for you today, and that guest is the amazing Belinda Irvine. Belinda is a Google Ads specialist helping business owners increase sales and revenue, making the most of marketing budgets by returning a positive ROI. Belle's goal is to help you shine online without the nonsense. So I really hope that you enjoy this episode. I took a lot from it, so I'm sure that you guys will too. As always, reach out to me, say hey, tell me what you're loving, tell me what you're not loving, and then also feel free to reach out to Belle. All her details will be in the show notes. Belle, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like this is a long time in the making because you and I talk regularly about our dogs mostly, let's be honest. But, you know, it was a long time in the making that you would come on this podcast and give some wisdom around AdWords for me.
Not about wisdom, but certainly we're going to
we're going to have a nice little chat about it. I love it.
That's it. Get rid of some myths.
Yes, I'm all for this because it's probably something I love today's topic because I come up against this a lot, and having in my entire career, I've kind of come up against this, and it's like that. What is the viability of AdWords for my business? Because I think some people think you switch it on and it's going to save your business, like, and you're not going to have to spend much, which is just really depends, doesn't it? And I love because you said to me today, let's have this chat around, like, obviously, real life examples of businesses that you speak with that may not get the return investment they expect because it's just not viable in their industry. So I'm going to pass on over to you and let you give us some real life stories about AdWords and all of the great stuff that comes with it.
Yeah. So I guess the first thing is you can't make assumptions that just because you have a well-established business that it will work well with Google Ads. Lots has changed over Google Ads, and some of the industries have kind of done it to themselves, to be completely honest. They were like, yay, Google Ads works for us. And so they all went sprinting in. And as a consequence, as we know, it's an auction, and the industries have driven the price up. So I'm thinking, when I say that, I'm thinking lawyers, I'm thinking plumbers, electricians, any of those trades. There's a pile of different industries, accountants to a lesser extent. Like, I'm probably just mentioning just a few. It's a really expensive little exercise. Some of the lawyer stuff, $30 to $100 a click.
Oof.
Like, don't be rocking up with $1,000 because you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to put every business off, because I have got some businesses that are $1 or $2 a click. So yeah, it does vary hugely. And one of my biggest messages would be, if you've ever had a conversation with an agency and they haven't done what we're about to show you today, verbally and or on a screen, then that would have to be my first biggest red flag.
Yeah.
I have a lady who works for me now, and she said that she came from an agency just down the road from me who literally takes on anyone and everyone purely to get the setup fee and maybe 1 month's worth of ad fee out of them, and they work just purely on churn. Super, super unethical. It's not how I want to roll.
Yeah.
But first example I've got to kind of run through, and this is literally what I do in a discovery call with people. These are not identified. These are real figures, but I've just got financial planner. I obviously haven't got the name of the company. I was asked by a colleague to review this account. And of course I said yes, because that colleague sends me a pile of work and I send a pile of work to her. So we worked together really well. They had a $1,500 budget. Their average cost per click was $9.75, which is not enormous, but it's also not a dollar. I think we had real statistics at the time. I just edited that prior to this session, was around about 3% conversion rate.
Mm.
So with $1,500, if you do the maths and this is all done for us, they are going to expect to get 4.6 leads, or 4 to 5 people contacting them a month. I also do this exercise to set expectations, because if this was a real client that I was taking on, I have a questionnaire that runs through and says, how many leads are you expecting per month and how many do you think Google should bring to you?
Mm.
And the amount of times I would present figures perhaps like this, or say 10, and they'd be like, oh, we're going to get 50, and 40 of them are going to come from Google Ads.
Yeah.
And that's when I have to pick up the phone and say, hey, remember that big yellow and red calculator? And it's all about expectations. Like, I'll go my hardest, but I say to people, I don't own Google and I don't get to set that cost per click. I can certainly do my best to try and improve it for you, but I don't go, oh, I just want to pay 50 cents for that thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work like that. This little figure here, this calculator is designed to kind of cover most businesses, so we'll just ignore these two lines. But this little 10% here was the problem for this organisation. there's a lot of competition with financial planners, and people shop around to find somebody that fits to their personality, all sorts of bits and pieces. So this company only converted 10% of the leads that came to them.
Mm.
So with this budget of $1,500, they're not even going to land. They might land a client every second month.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And that's like considering most people come to Google and they're like, it's going to save my business. And they think that, you know, AdWords is the mecca and the answer to all things. It's really eye-opening when you actually do the stats and figures, because this is the thing. I think you're right about, like, many agencies are happy to give it a crack, but they don't go to this depth about, well, what's the expectation that you should expect? And I think people, because of the hype around AdWords, and there's always been a hype around it, this is not the expectation. If you turn to a customer and you're like, you might get one customer every 2 months, they'd be like, the hell is the point of doing that? Well, depending on the size of the customer, right?
Yeah, yeah. And depends. Like if they've got a 20,000, I've got one customer that has a $100,000 product. And look, we get them. They've got an appropriate budget. It's actually reasonably cheap to advertise. They're very full. They do get 20, 30, 40 leads a month. So that's different for them. But what it does do, this figure blows people's minds in that, you know, costing $3,000, they might not care, because this company, when they do land a client, it was $17,000. They make $6,000 on it. It is positively geared. So it's not that they weren't going to get a positive ROI. It's only by a little bit. But as I said to this gentleman, like, I just did this to be helpful to this man. I said to him, I'm not trying to get your business and I'm not trying to sound like I have a big head, but I really don't want your business unless you're going to have a budget of about $5,000.
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because then we get up over one, and maybe we improve his website and we get his website converting at 5%. Then we're going to get up over between 2 and 3 converted clients a month, which means if you have a quiet month, you might go down to 1. And if you have a great month, it might go up to 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But you're not starting with, oh, you're going to get half a client. Doesn't even, it's not even a thing.
Yeah, totally.
So that helped this particular gentleman understand that while he'd been with an agency for 6 weeks, that it was, that's possibly why you're not getting leads.
Mm.
Never mind the stuff that I found in his account in terms of things that maybe weren't set up as well as they could be.
Yeah. So, and I think there's this whole thing around, like, actually having realistic expectations about what it's going to cost you too. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, like, I think people are like, oh, I'll just do an AdWords budget or AdWords thing and throw like $500 at it. It's like, yeah, no, you won't. It's not, because if you're going to invest in it, it's worth doing an exercise like this one, so you actually fully understand what the investment's going to look like. And it, yeah, sure, it's still trial and error potentially, but you're actually going to understand what your expectation should, the basic expectation should be.
Yeah, roughly where you're at. Now, I say to people, right, when I'm filling this out, like I have a little spiel that just comes from nowhere these days. It's so imprinted in my brain. But I'm saying to people, this is not a promise.
Yeah.
This is an academic estimate based on information that we can glean from Google and business information that you're telling me. Like if this company all of a sudden, if they told me they converted 30% and then, oh, no, really, we only convert 10%, like at that point I might have taken it on, and then all of a sudden we're only converting 10% and they're not going to blame themselves, are they?
No, and that was the interesting thing. Like I remember back when I worked within one of the businesses I worked in, we put in AdWords and, you know, we had a lot of back and forth about like the actual quality of the lead coming from AdWords, because of the type of industry, it was really important that we got a lot more specific with the ad itself so that it drew in those correct leads, because we did have, and also like playing around with the time that the ad ran and having times where it was turned off because we knew, you know, at that time of day, we wouldn't get the type of client that we were after. We could figure out, but like that took months of learning.
Oh, like, yeah. That's another big thing. Like I've only ever had it once and it just blew my mind. I was sitting listening to a potential client for a period of time and they were telling me their whole spiel about their company and the product and all the bits and pieces. And then probably 20 minutes in, they're like, oh, so we're going to have a 3-week campaign. I was like, sorry, say that again.
Yeah. Like,
3 weeks. And I said, I'm sorry, but at this point I'm not interested. I said, I can't do you justice in 3 weeks. It could be amazing.
Yeah.
It could be amazing. But I say to people, please stay for 3 months. So because the first couple of weeks and or, you know, first 2 months can be a bit of a rocky road until you really hone in on, you know, some accounts get amazing leads from day two, happy days, off we toddle, but it takes time for algorithms to learn. It takes time to optimize accounts really well. And then it's an ongoing process.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love that. And I love that anyone that's listening to this on the podcast, you can actually, I'm now bringing the podcast onto YouTube so you can go and have a look at this little calculator, because if you are working with agency and they haven't done something like this for you, yeah, it is concerning, because I think it's really, and also even knowing this data that you should have in your business before you go to agency, because I would recommend that, you know, everyone goes to an agency to do AdWords. I don't think it's something that you should ever really do in-house unless for whatever reason you think it's worth hiring an AdWords specialist internally.
Yeah, unless you're big enough to hire somebody and then.
Yeah. And I don't really think that that's like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think that that's viable for most businesses to be able to do that.
No, I think you're going to get more a high level of skill if you subcontract that out to somebody who just does that all day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. The thing that Google Ads does, like, you can get half of this information out of a Google Ads account if you have it already. There'll be the cost, the conversion value over cost, and you can get those ROI type figures. What it doesn't do is it, like, if it's e-com or something that's converting for the last time on Google Ads, then you can get really solid figures out of Google Ads. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't consider that last conversion where the gentleman in this business had to physically speak to somebody. And many businesses get taken halfway through this process, and it's not until they, like, on the surface of it, yeah, sure, I can get you, you know, however many leads, and it's going to cost this much per lead. But it wasn't until we added in the fact that he was only converting 10% of them because of his industry that it was like, whoa, okay, big step back.
Yeah, and I think actually knowing your conversion rate, because so many people don't know this and they're unrealistic about it. You know, like, I've spoken to businesses like, I've got 100% conversion rate. And I'm like, yeah, but do you? Do you really?
Yeah.
You know, and the reality is most businesses don't. Like, it's very rare for a business to have a conversion rate that's really higher than 20%, actually, especially if you're dealing with bulk leads.
Yeah, it depends on the industry. Health is probably the exception. This is for you YouTube people, but I'll say it out loud for everybody else. The three figures that you are going, four figures that you are going to want to know if you don't already, and do not be embarrassed if you don't know them in the beginning, because the amount of businesses I speak to that are well-established and have no clue about at least half of this is actually quite mind-blowing. The one that you probably won't know is how well your website converts. If you don't have conversion tracking, even if you're not setting up Google Ads or paid advertising, conversion tracking in Google Analytics is mandatory. There is just no point in seeing the traffic that's going to your website if you don't know what they're doing once they get there in terms of converting.
Yeah.
So that's what I say to people who are not yet ready for ads. I'm like, consider paying an expert to set up your conversion tracking. And I'm not talking Google Analytics. I'm talking Google Analytics with the events and the conversion. So that would be my first thing. Most people cannot answer this question. The second figure that we need to know is that conversion rate. And the easiest way to ask that question is, out of every 10 phone calls you get or email inquiries you get, I'm talking service-based companies here, how many would you convert?
Mm.
The third one is, what's your average deal size? Now, this gentleman, 17 grand, it's a really big one. They're often not that big. The other figure, if you have a repetitive service, if you're a mowing company, if you're a dog groomer, if you're a hairdresser, there are three I can think of off the top of my head, then it's not the first visit. You've got to work out on average. And I can give you the hairdresser example here. Hairdresser example was that we worked out on average people stayed for 3 years, had their hair cut every 7 weeks on average, and were spending about $5,000.
Mm.
The business owner had kittens when I told him that his leads were going to cost him $150. And then I told him the lifetime value was $5,000. I'm like, we okay spending $150 now? Yeah. So you got to know that figure. And the other one that a lot of businesses do not know is actually their profitability.
Mm.
What's your product margin? What's your business margin? Like, it can be as specific or as, you know, not as you can get your hands on, but I would encourage businesses to start getting their head around some of those figures so that you can fill out a calculator like this.
Yeah. It's so, like, these are figures that you may not know now, but even if you're not going to do AdWords, these are, like, so important to know in your business, like, just from a basic knowledge point of view, so that you have, you know, visibility into your own business and where you're at. Because Yeah, especially that lifetime customer one. I used to have that, you know, with the sales teams. I've had that discussion a million times. Like you know, sales teams are the first people to complain about marketing budgets and the first people to complain about, you know, not getting enough leads or quality of leads. But then you go back to, okay, why aren't you converting? What's the actual real reason? Looking at that and then saying, okay, if you do convert, what actually is the value of this customer?
Yeah, that's it.
And I used to, every single month when I reported, I would do reporting based on new customer, lead generated from new customers, lead generated and like money generated from repeat business. And Knowing those two different ones, it really highlighted to my CEO at the time that I was reporting into how important the marketing activity that we were doing. Because we had a huge marketing budget. I think we're spending at least $5,000 a month on AdWords, if not more. But the value was there, you know, like that was generating over $100,000 a month for that business. It was huge.
Probably an appropriate time for me to bring up this little example.
Yeah.
If you did this guy's maths on one visit, I'll change it. You'd go, I'm really sorry, sir, but I can't help you because there's a big fat minus down the bottom here. But this is a case study on my website, so you can go and read it. I'm going to call it my mowing company. He is very savvy. He knows his figures standing on his head. He's like, just tells me straight up, which is amazing. It's only a 5-year-old company. So his lifetime value is growing all the time.
Mm.
But he can tell me these figures, like I said, off the top of his head, and he knows that his current lifetime value is actually $2,800.
Yeah, wow.
Recently, I added this for the benefit of doing his case study, to be honest, and I had a number of clients, like my calculator shows by individual lead and not the total, and the businesses are interested to know, well, if I spend this much on Google Ads, what's it going to do to my bottom line? I suggested that this client might need to pay me a bonus after I did this maths, and I certainly let him know what my birthday is because it was just insane. Look, there is a really big figure up here. He is a small business, but this is over 4 months. We put in nearly $30,000 in ads. He has an off the Richter scale conversion rate because he listens to his digital marketing people, and I even asked him for different pages and they were done in a week. His conversion rate is 20%. I'm not promising that to anybody. And then, he converts 30% of them. He's improving that by doing some things on his website at the moment. We know he has a margin of 25% and it works down, but these are the figures. So our $30,000 ad spend is going to bring him over the lifetime. It's going to take him 2.5 years to realize this money.
Yeah.
Nearly $1 million in gross revenue. And $200,000 in profit.
Yeah, wow.
If we multiply that by 3, we get a year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's a $600,000 profit in what we're doing just from Google Ads.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's brilliant. Also, there's so much outside of just AdWords that these numbers tell us too, right? Like it talks to us about, well, how good's our website? Does it need some attention? It also tells us how good are we actually at sales? And you can look at this and be like, okay, is the issue AdWords? Is it the fact that I don't have enough budget for AdWords and AdWords isn't viable for my business? Or does the issue lie somewhere else in one of these other figures? Does the issue lie in the fact that I suck at sales and I suck at converting because I have no confidence in my product or my service? You know, like there is so much depth, and I highly recommend anyone listening goes and has a look. Like I'll put links to Bell's website and things so you can go see these case studies, but really just understanding the depth of these numbers and what it actually tells you about what else is going on in your business. Because I think this conversation is, yes, it's definitely, is AdWords viable for me? But it's also, well, what else is going on?
Yeah, that's it. And I actually have now got it as part of my SOPs when I take on a new client. I literally have a step that says, be a mystery client. So first of all, let's step back one. When I get a discovery call or a lead come through, the first thing I do is stalk their website.
Yeah.
Because I can bring all the traffic in the world to someone's website, but if it looks terrible, it's not going to convert. And sure as eggs, I'll be the one who gets blamed for that.
Yeah.
So if the website looks beautiful, and then you get some that, like I had one last week that looked beautiful but had all this wasted space and didn't have it. But they're open to me making suggestions. So the website has to be amazing, and the website has to be amazing and convert it, like have features that will allow it to convert before we even think about sending ads there. That is one of the biggest keys. There is just no point me sending, you know, traffic to a website that's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, completely.
At all.
And I think this is a great thing. Like, these are some red flags, I guess, for you. I would love if you could, like, I guess, help people with, if they're struggling about whether AdWords is something they're thinking about bringing in or whether it's viable, what are some red flags that you should look for? Or actually, maybe we'll go the other side and say, what are the green flags that you should look for with an agency if you're thinking about going down the AdWords path?
Definitely talking about this viability. If someone says to you, oh, hello, Sally. Yeah, great, cool. Well, like, here, please give us your credit card. We can start tomorrow. Mm. I'd be like, yeah, no. Like, that viability is the number one thing. They should be looking at the website and making comments about your website. And don't be offended if they tell you your website needs work.
Yeah.
Because somebody who is good in this game is not going to want to send traffic. You're going to waste the client's money, and from my point of view, probably be blamed for poor performance if the website's not going to do a great job. Then it is about that end-to-end. The hairdresser example, he said to me, oh, if I answer the phone, I convert 90% of them. If the junior answers the phone, it's 50%.
Mm.
I said to him, well, please have the junior cleaning up the hair on the floor and please make sure you're answering the phone.
Yeah,
and
or also
that training.
Yeah, and that to me is a red flag about whether they've got their brand and marketing right across the board, which they obviously don't, right? Like, train the junior up so that you have that conversion rate all of the time.
Yeah. I had a photographer who still is a client, and she was willing to listen, which was great.
Yeah.
And I went through her process, and God love her, she's an amazing photographer, but technology wasn't her strong suit.
Mm.
She was sending out an email with these two random attachments, and one was landscape and one was portrait, because she was trying to show off different styles of photography, and like, it was just a 1980s mess. And I'm so pleased that I stepped through her process. For some reason, that prompted me to do that one day. And I had to ring her. I'm like, mate, you can't send this to people. Like, it's just confusing, and it's a PDF. Like, make it a page on your website. Bring them back to your website.
Yeah.
There are a whole pile of things. So it really is about that, right from someone searching on a Google ad. The Google ad keyword needs to match the ad copy. That needs to go to a website that represents your business and your quality and all of the things. There is also a place, I will say, there is also a place for a website that looks a bit average. And I have one very specific example, and that's when you're trying to compete on price and be the discount business. And the owner of the business I'm thinking about is actually a graphic designer, and I knew that, and I had to ring her, and I'm like, so, mate, what about your website? She's like, Belle, I'm hesitant to fix it because it's not terrible, terrible. I said, no, it's not terrible, terrible. But she goes, I'm like the discount. She said, I had a beautifully created website for a previous business, but if I make that beautifully created, then I don't think it's going to fit with the brand, and people are going to think I'm expensive. And so we haven't touched it, and it works amazingly well.
Brand yourself where you want to sit in the market, people. There is 100%, like, there is science behind that.
Yeah. So for hers is an exception to the rule, but we go through the exact process. I had a health-based clinic just in the last month where, like, I have a background in health, and I was confused by the just to get an appointment. Yeah. Like, there was multiple forms to be filled out with the same information in multiple forms. It was, even if you didn't want to be contacted by phone, you still had to fill out the form to make a phone call. Like I was confused even trying to get through it myself.
Yeah.
I said to her, I'm really sorry, but I'm not turning ads on until we get this sorted out, because you're going to spend money and people are going to bounce.
Yeah. And I think this is the most important thing. The message that you're giving is the fact is your AdWords company should care more than just taking your money. They should have suggestions. They should be doing audits. I love the fact that I feel like you were going to say you like secret shop them.
100%. The task is called mystery shopper.
I love that.
I'm like, and I say to them, please write back to me with, this is just a sample, but please write back to me how you would normally write back to a standard client. There is one previous client I have that I am still waiting for the reply. Like, if you can't be bothered to reply, then like, what chance have you got? And probably the final thing is that more and more, like, I don't believe in going to somebody who says they do absolutely everything, because there's not too many unicorns out there. They're either going to do a terrible job or they're an agency and they've got multiple people working on it. But increasingly, landing pages is a thing, because they can have a massive, like, say there's no scope to change a website, or it's a very big company, that that's going to take 2 years, or there's all sorts of reasons why changes sometimes can't be made. But if you have the opportunity, one, listen to the person who you've hired to make the changes that they're recommending, and or be open to a landing page being designed. Because if you, like, you can literally double, triple the benefits of a Google Ads account by improving the conversion rate they get that landing page. And I've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, I love that. We might have to get you on for another episode to talk landing pages. Thank you so much for joining me, Belle. I'll put all your details in the show notes, but where can people find you?
The easiest way to find me is all the W's.belle.digital.
Love that. Awesome. Well, I'm sure we'll get you back.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.